Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Confession of Faith 2021. This is week 15. This will be Baptist Faith and Message, Article 2B, God the Son. Let's begin with prayer. We'll get right into it. Father, we thank you for sending Jesus Christ to save us. Thank you for his righteous life and his sacrificial death, his powerful, glorious resurrection. And thank you for the salvation that he's given us. We worship you. We praise you. We ask that you work in our hearts and our minds through your word and through prayer that we would seek you by your spirit. It's in Christ we ask. Amen. All right, Baptist Faith and Message. I always like to begin on this homepage, just so you can see how easy it is on the website to go through the different articles, the different points. Article 2 goes right down. First paragraph, which is just a general paragraph about God. Second paragraph, which is A, God the Father. All the cross references there. And today, Article 2B, God the Son. All right. Christ is the eternal Son of God. And so this is a long article. I'm not going to pause after every clause or sentence. But just to notice here that the sonship of Christ is an eternal sonship. Christ is the eternal Son of God. In his incarnation as Jesus Christ, he was conceived of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. Jesus perfectly revealed and did the will of God, taking upon himself human nature with its demands and necessities, and identifying himself completely with mankind, yet without sin. Summarizing that, what you have is the eternal Son of God, at a point in time, at a point in history, taking unto himself a human nature, becoming a man, but was without sin. He became a man while remaining God, and yet was without sin. He honored the divine law, that's God's law, God's moral demands. He honored the divine law by his personal obedience, and in his substitutionary death on the cross, substitutionary means in the place of another or in the place of others. You can see the word in there, substitute. His substitutionary death on the cross, he made provision for the redemption of men from sin. He was raised from the dead with a glorified body and appeared to his disciples as the person who was with them before his crucifixion. You see what this is doing here? The article began with the eternal sonship of Christ, and now it's very simply going through his work on earth. He ascended into heaven and is now exalted at the right hand of God, where he is the one mediator, fully God, fully man, in whose person is effected the reconciliation between God and man. This is who Jesus is now. He is the exalted, here it is, exalted mediator, right? The one who can reconcile sinners back to God, fully God, fully man, so he qualifies to be that mediator because he accurately and fully represents both sides, in whose person is effected the reconciliation between God and man, in whose person is effected the reconciliation between God and man. That's one way of saying it. In looks like that's a technical way to say it. It's in the passive voice, I believe so. Another simple way to say this is, if you want to be reconciled to God, go to this person. All right, this is the person. If a sinner, any sinner, would be reconciled to God, what that means is brought into a relationship with God, go to this person. Go to Jesus, who's exalted in heaven. You have to go by faith because he's invisible. Jesus is invisible. Heaven is invisible. God is invisible. Your spirit is invisible. So it's by faith. So, in whose person is effected the reconciliation between God and man? Quite glorious, though on the surface, maybe confusing way of saying it. But if you want to be reconciled to God, go to this person. He will return in power and glory to judge the world and to consummate his redemptive mission. Consummate means bring to its full conclusion, bring to its fullness. He now dwells in all believers as the living and ever-present Lord. Speaking to the spiritual union between Christ and his people. By his Holy Spirit, Jesus dwells in and fills and leads his people. Jesus, he now dwells in all believers as the living and ever-present Lord. This is the way the kingdom of heaven exists on earth right now. It's a heavenly kingdom. It's a spiritual kingdom. The kingdom of God resides in the hearts of God's people. And here you have below a host of cross-references. Boy, it takes up the whole browser page. And I feel like I've said this before recently in the catechism that we're doing on Sunday, where the section we're in is all about Christ as the Son of God. So we've been talking about this here. We've been talking about this point there as well. But this is the story of all Scripture. I mean, this, I feel like this is a lot. This is why I bring it up. This is a long list of cross references, but you could times this by 100 because the whole Bible is about this. The whole Bible is about redemption through God the Son, Jesus Christ, based on what He did when He came. Now, I've said many times since the beginning of both the Catechism ministry on Sundays and this Confession of Faith ministry on Mondays, that these are meant to be a springboard for prayer and for Bible study. And boy, is this week ever a springboard for prayer and Bible study. This paragraph on God the Son, all of those cross-references. So I'll leave you with it. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for being our mediator. Thank you for your righteous life. Again, all that you've done to save us, your death, your substitutionary death, your glorious resurrection, your exaltation in heaven where you reign and live and give us your Spirit. Father, thank you for this great salvation you've given us in Christ and through His Spirit. We lift this prayer unto you. In His name we pray. Amen. All right. Thanks again for joining. We'll see you next week on Sunday for Catechism 2021, the 16th Lord's Day, and next Monday, Confession of Faith, week 16. God bless you. See you soon.